We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us in studio, as she does every Thursday, is Rhea Hughes. She was at the game last night. Rhea, how are we doing?
Oh, much better than around halftime last night.
Yeah, well, I imagine. All of us. So take us inside. What was it like in there?
Because what was the atmosphere?
You could hear it on TV.
Yeah, we could hear the booze.
It was not pretty in the first half. What was it like as it all kind of twisted and turned?
Well, it was everything that you had feared. You went, because we had spent, I think since Embiid came back, our time convincing ourselves this was going to be different.
Yep.
For me, it was a lot more about Nick Nurse than it was as much Embiid. But, you know, and you're watching this and you're going, how can Embiid and Maxi both be terrible at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, and the thing is, like, I know we're all talking about Miami's defense and the swarming defense. If the Sixers had just made their layups and open shots in the first half,
yep,
maybe we're not talking about that.
Well, that's the thing about, like, when you face a zone, someone's going to be open if you just pass the ball
and
the
they
right
were.
Way.
Yeah. And they were open. I mean, they were missing layups. I mean, they were missing, you know, three open threes. So, and then it drives me nuts because Embiid, you know, he doesn't like to, he likes to consider himself a finesse player, right? So he's dribbling at the top of the key and he's dribbling and he's dribbling and he's dribbling. And I'm going, Jimmy's going to steal it. And Jimmy just went, and I went, you are not a point guard.
It's almost like in football, the quarterback's got to have a clock in his head. He has to have a clock in his
head.
And someone's coming to take that ball away if he doesn't get rid of it.
We could see it from, we were on the other side, and I went, somebody's going to steal this ball. Boom, right there.
Yep, and he just layaway, you know, breakaway layup. But then it changed. I mean, the second half was phenomenal. And
Batum.
I mean, it was like every time he touched the ball, it was just boom, right in. It was awesome.
And they never decided that they were going to stop him from getting the ball.
I know.
No, because
they didn't
believe
it.
The game plan was to just to stop Joel and beat him and Maxie. But then Batum reminded you that old dude, like, I remember NBA Live back in the day with the old dude with the afro, 35 years old, just used to shoot deep threes and ask everybody, where's your defense? That was him last night. He was the OG out there just shooting the threes, making it happen for the squad.
Yeah, and Nurse finally pulled the plug on Tobias. And Rhea, I don't want to see much from him in this Knicks series. I know he'll play some. They're not going to just not dress him, but he better not be on the court for large stretches.
It's hard to watch. I mean, we've been complaining about it for about 2 years now, and obviously against the Heat because of Jimmy Butler, it's difficult to watch him out there. And I don't think anybody wants, and it looks like Nick Nurse doesn't want to see it anymore either.
Did you hear what Nick Nurse said after? And let's listen to this. Nurse after the game on why. This sounded to me like a coach that didn't want to tell everyone that he lost faith in a player. So he put a nice little thing on top of it. To
nice
make
little
us,
bow.
Yeah, but listen to this. I mean, this is obviously not the truth from Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse on Tobias and why he didn't play much down the stretch.
No, I thought Tobias was playing fine. I thought he played a ton of minutes. I thought he was absolutely tired. That was the only reason I made that switch. And I made the switch back to Kyle. To Buddy, I thought Buddy was playing great and gave us a spark too, but I just thought it was that time of the game where Kyle will usually make a play or two, and he did. He checked in, ran down a long rebound, very next possession, tap, steal, tap from behind, just was going with what I thought we needed at the moment.
My favorite thing he did there and there, one, he was tired.
Yes.
And then he also starts answering another question that's nothing to do with Tobias.
No.
Well, I put
Kyle
back in for – that's not what we're talking about here.
Here's what
he
I think he was
–
here's what I – we all know that he wasn't tired. He's just – I don't know what it – you know, it's just gone away from him. But I appreciate that answer better than the one I got from Doc Rivers when people complained about Ben Simmons and he said, you know, celebrate him.
Celebrate him.
Yeah. So, you know – I think we all know, you know, he's not going to say a guy sucks, you know, so he's not going to do
and
that.
And he's probably going to need, at some point, you're probably going to need.
You're going to need minutes from him. But,
yeah.
But
hopefully not that many, but
no.
Yeah.
But Kyle Lowry last night was like somebody lit a fire. I mean,
hustle, man.
A hustle.
The play, when he made the three early in the first half, it was before Jimmy got hurt, and then he sprinted back down the other corner to guard him. They haven't had many guys like that the last few years in the playoffs. It's like, if Joel's not, you know, playing well, the whole team just crumbles. They've got guys with fight
now. It's that want to, Joe. And that's the reason why I felt like I don't know how you felt, Rhea, because we were texting back and forth.
I texted Hugh at one point. I went, Embiid, 15 points.
Yeah, and it was almost like, it almost felt like everybody else was playing hard. So I hate to say it like this, but it that's what it kind of felt like, that it made Joel Embiid, he couldn't tank. Without a better way of saying it. He had to step his game up.
Well, that's the benefit of not having another guy like Harden here, right? Because the two of them would quit together.
Yes.
Like the rest.
There was no quitting this team last night.
There
that's
was not.
It was.
No. It was great. All right, but let's talk about the big picture here. Do you feel better about their chances now after last night or worse? Because there's the good. Right? We're discussing Nurse and the role players. But the reality is he doesn't look right. Really.
No.
Embiid
no.
doesn't look physically right.
But there's also a thing with him when he starts off bad that kind of. He needs to start off quickly.
Yeah.
And it was funny because Elliot actually posted a thing from Nick Nurse's book that he wrote a couple years ago when he was with Toronto, that, you know, the mental part of Joel's game is getting off to a quick start. When he doesn't, he just drags.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraged because of Nick Nurse. There was a point in the game, the block on Hero by Batum. Batum said post game that a minute before, when they were on the bench, one of the assistants handed him a video and said, this is the play they're going to run. Look for it. He said, so I knew exactly. So I'm like, okay, I'm seeing like better coaching.
Yeah.
So I feel good about that. I am concerned that Embiid didn't look great last night and these games are going to be coming every couple of days. But I think, you know, I'll see how I feel after Saturday's game. I think he'll have it's at the Garden. You know, Embiid loves those kind of games.
That's the Mecca.
Yeah, I mean it's a great. Have you ever seen a basketball game there, Hugh?
Yes, I have. Way back in the day when I used to play for the Jets.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere.
It's a cool atmosphere.
It's going to be really a lot of fun. But I'm a little concerned about him. But you know, more Maxi needs to step up.
You know, that's kind of the under-talked about thing from last night. Because you know we're concerned about Joel's health. The obviously those are all the positive. Maxi just was kind of out of it last night, and they. He's not a second-year player anymore.
No.
He's an all-star now. Yeah. I expect him to be at 25 points. If he's not, that's a bad night for him.
No, and Nurse, what I like was Nurse was honest about what he, at halftime, he goes, yo, dude, you're faster than Jimmy Butler.
Go.
Go. You know, so, yeah, he needed to get something lit underneath him, so I need to see more out of him as well.
Yeah, that part you brought up about Batum referencing the coaching, I'd never heard that once in the last few years with Doc. Not one time did anyone say, you know what, coaching staff really put us in a great position.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
It's refreshing to have a coach that can make a difference. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to, we got Tom in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Tom.
Yo, ladies. And Hugh, how we doing today?
What's up, Tom?
What's going on?
Go on, shut up.
Oh, man. So, Hugh, real quick, you're house hunting?
Yeah, I went out yesterday. As a matter of fact, I saw some places yesterday.
You finally decided to do this.
I mean, the way you said it, though.
It's been like a year.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, it's been a year. It's been a year.
Well, I happen to be selling my house.
Where you
want
you live?
Tom's house?
Well, I want to kind of go to Delaware a little bit.
Tom's in
Abington.
Yeah. Why would you
go to Delaware?
Yeah, because I just want to, you know, separate, you know, the work life from, you know, the live life.
Well, it's an easy way. It's easy to get there.
I think Hugh wants to stop the hustle and bustle of the city.
Yeah.
All right, so all I heard going into last night's game was, oh, Joel Embiid's in the best shape he's ever been coming into the playoffs. Not so much, huh?
The wool was pulled over. You know, here's what I'm wondering,
Living
Tom.
Paradise.
Were we lied to, or did he retweak the knee last Friday? Because remember, he didn't play Sunday, and they said, caution. I don't know.
Lied to because it's the Philadelphia second rounders. This is much of the same, man. It's much of the same. You get three things from Embiid. You either get that he's injured, he's gassed, or let's not forget my favorite one in game 6 and 7 last year, he'll give up.
Well, luckily we didn't get the last one last night.
He didn't down the stretch.
No, I thought he played well down the stretch. He had the three-pointer, three-point play, the assist.
Yep.
Tom, last night was a little different, but unfortunately those first two things are still in the back of our minds, that he's not going to be physically able to do this.
And while I agree with you, like Tobias Harris should not see the floor for the rest of these playoffs, let me ask you guys this. If Jimmy Butler don't get hurt, do the Rounders win that game?
No.
See, I disagree with everybody on that.
You think they win still?
I do, because I went back to the games that they was that their fourth game they played this year? They played four during the regular season.
The Sixers and Heat.
Yeah, but the last three games. So the April 4th game is the best one, because in February when Miami beat the Sixers by 5 points, there was no Embiid or Jimmy Butler. The March 18th game, there was no Embiid or Tobias, not that we would notice there. Sixers won that game by seven. On the April 4th game, when those two teams were battling for position, Joel played, Jimmy Butler played. Sixers won that 109-106. Embiid had 29, Maxey had 37. So
right.
I don't think
there's
it's
a difference,
yeah,
though.
But you know, Jimmy. But yeah, exactly. Those two guys have to show up. So I still don't think that if Jimmy, I think they were going to win that game last night. It wasn't going to be easy.
I've been all over this team. I don't expect anything from them. Obviously, I want them to win, and I'm watching and I'm rooting. But a part of me just hopes they go down to the Knicks, so I don't have to see them exit in the second round again.
Well, that's the kind of the pain of the past that we don't want to deal with again. Look, the Knicks series, Tom, man, we appreciate it. The Knicks series is going to be fascinating, Rhea, because they're like the Heat, just a little bit better. Yeah. You know, like
they Brunson, play dirty.
Yeah, Brunson's their butler. They have one really good player, and then a bunch of role. They're going to make it. They're going to try to make the game ugly.
And that's what Thibodeau does.
Yeah.
So you know, I think it's an evenly matched because you know everybody thought I have respect for them because when Julius Randle went down, I went. They're done.
Yep,
that's what I thought.
And they never stop playing hard. They beat the Knicks. Now, I know, I mean, not the Knicks. The Celtics weren't really had anything to play for, but they beat them by like 30. They beat the Sixers by, 36 points? They play really tough, and that's Brunson. I love his game. I still can't believe he was ever a free agent. They ever allowed him to get away.
The Mavericks are crazy for that.
No, it's insane.
Do we have to denounce Villanova, by the way, for the next few weeks? They're all Villanova people.
Well, no, it's like Big Five. So, no, because we got Kyle Lowry.
Well, right.
So,
you're right. Yes. We have our own Villanova guy. So but that team's a lot of Villanova
yeah,
players.
Yeah, well, it's Kyle Lowry here. You got Brunson, Hart. Is it Hart?
Hart, DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo. And then there's a St. Joe's guy up there, too. I can't remember. Hold on. I got his name. I wrote it down. Yeah, so it's like the Big Five.
It really is. It's a very Philadelphia
Charlie,
basketball.
Charlie Brown Jr., something like that. There's a St. Joe's guy who's on their team.
The whole series is going to feel like that, right? It's just going to feel like Philadelphia basketball. I'm glad you brought up the Lowry point.
It is Charlie Brown Jr.
Yeah,
somebody's not named Charlie Brown.
It's a great name. It is a great name. Let's talk to Miles in Fishtown. What's up, Miles?
Yo, guys.
Hey, Miles.
What's up?
I'm just glad that there are some people who called in who are as pessimistic as I am because I was watching the game last night and every time Joel Embiid would pause from his little trot that he does, he would grab his knee, readjust his knee band. The guy would never last one 7-game series, let alone several. And I was so upset. I was so upset in general, but I was so upset last night that they won and now they have to delay getting knocked out of the playoffs. Until maybe the second round. At least if we face the Celtics in round one, good. They lose. We go home early. We can move on with our lives. And the Phillies and Eagles coming up.
So you just want to speed up the pain. That's what you want to do. Just speed it up. Get it here faster.
Get it over with. You know what's funny? I was walking on Frankfurt Ave yesterday, and I actually saw Jimmy Butler. He was sitting outside some cafe or something. I don't know. I really wanted to go talk to him, but he's a celebrity. I didn't want to be that random dude that comes up and bothers him. The thing I would have told him, please, Jimmy, just put us out of our misery. Help us lose.
Well, he tried,
Miles.
I mean, every time he stole the ball in the first half, it did feel like that. He was trying to put
He did try. I mean, like, look, the pain that he played through, man. That guy's got the heart of a champion. I really, I'm a Sixers fan because I live here, but
I can tell.
I really love the Heat. I've been burned, okay? I have pain.
Well, the burn of the last 5 years is fair, right? Like, it just feels like every year we convince ourselves. And we're doing it again. I mean, like...
I know! That's what's driving me bonkers! We're doing it again!
Well, just wait till they win game one Saturday. Hugh's going to come in here printing the tickets to the finals. If they win game one...
No
you know what,
way.
Joe, don't do
stop
that.
It.
Don't do that.
I mean, you kind of already hinted at it.
I am optimistic. I am very optimistic for this
no,
team.
No, stop it, y'all. The game plan was... It looked bad. It forced the ball to Embiid. Pass the ball around the perimeter and either get an open shot or pass to Embiid. It didn't look smooth.
Okay, now I agree with you with that.
Came out of nowhere.
I agree with you with that. But in the second half, they went away from that philosophy and they started.
Passing
they started
was really,
going.
Yeah, yeah, it was crisp. And
they started giving it to everybody else as well as he has in a playoff game.
He had like six assists.
He had a couple of Batum shots were good passes from Embiid. Yeah. Miles, last night was encouraging towards the end, but the reality is that Joel's still not physically right, and that makes it hard to fully believe. I get it.
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, I wanted to see Maxey step up when Embiid looked bad. And, you know, he did okay. But we can't bank on 35, 36-year-old, 38-year-old, whatever, he has Nick Batum. you know, we can't bank on these role players to really step up and pick up the slack.
Well, you know what it is, and Miles, we appreciate it. The role players, Rhea, can win you a game or two, and
sure,
they might do it against the Knicks. But,
oh, yeah.
They're not going to sustain.
They're not winning four, right? You need Joel and Maxey. I mean, I think they combined for 42 last night. They need to be at 60.
Yeah.
That's a big gap.
No, it was not good by either of them. And the Batum thing is just so weird because it just kind of came out of nowhere, but it was like of necessity, obviously. But here's the thing with that last caller. I was struck by it. Like, he just wants it over.
Yeah.
And I always just want more games. And I was going, I wanted to go back at him and say, no, you always want more games. And then I remembered what it was like for the last 6 weeks of the Eagles season.
I wanted less games.
Yes.
No more.
That Monday night playoff game, no one wanted to watch.
No.
And, you know, and clearly the Eagles didn't want to play in it either, but... But I, you know, before I chastised him, I remembered, yeah, that was pretty painful.
Yeah,
so.
The Eagles thing you brought up, I remember thinking at halftime, is it worth it to go to Detroit to get smacked the next week? Now, at that point, like halftime of that game, I was like, let's just finish this thing. It wasn't worth it. Now, this is a little different with the Sixers, though, because the Knicks are beatable. Sixers are the favorite in the series, which is a little bit.
How much are they favored
by? So it opened last night with the Knicks were at plus money, but it's moved. It's kind of even now, both sides. So I think a lot of people probably saw the Knicks at plus money and just bet on them last night. But the Sixers are still slight favorites. That surprise you?
Well,
a seven seed.
I think because people look at it and go, all right, they have one great player,
right?
Jalen Brunson, and the rest, you know, are just
role,
you know, just a bunch of role guys. And that this, you know, Sixers, it was an off night for Embiid, but we're watching a guy we've seen this before,
of course.
They've heard of Maxey and Buddy Hield and Kelly Oubre. Yeah. So there's just probably more name players on the Sixers than there are on the Knicks, and that's probably why.
It feels to me, it just feels like a seven-game series. I think I could see the Sixers and Knicks being a very long series, Hugh. I don't think anyone wins this in four.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing because, I mean, a seven-game series, when you talk about Joel Embiid's health, I think if he can ramp up, that'll probably be beneficial for him down the stretch.
That's the question. Is this a ramp up or is he going to deteriorate?
Hurt? It's a concern. I'm going, seven.
What I'm more concerned about is, knowing what we know about him and how the offense usually goes through him, are we going to do that again? Are we going to try that again, knowing that the tape is out there where they're trying to, you know, keep clog up the middle and keep him from getting the ball? Are we going to still try to go out there with that same kind of offense?
I think Miami plays a little bit of a different defense. They're not like that zone defense that that Miami plays. They can do more man to man.
Yeah,
that's what they do. So I think it's going to be different, and I think it's just going to be dependent on other guys getting and you know Maxey's got to push it so this team can get out in transition.
Yeah. So like today is about Joel's health. And it's about the role players. Maxey's getting a little pass for last night.
He's totally getting a pass.
Yeah, that won't fly against the Knicks.
No.
I mean, I think if we ask people right now who's a better player, Maxey or Brunson, I think a lot of people in our audience would say Maxey.
They haven't watched Brunson enough.
Well, I think Brunson's better right now, but he has to be close to him. Like, you know, because then Embiid could swing the series if Maxey could kind of match Brunson.
Exactly.
But if Maxey plays like last night, he's not close to what Brunson has been. Not this year.
I've been seeing, you know, who's going to match up with Brunson, and I keep seeing a lot of Kyle Lowry. I'm like, that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
That would be really cool to see.
Yeah, something we got to get Jay Wright a seat to watch that one. Yes. Let's talk to Matt in Mantua. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Matt?
Good. First time caller. I'm not a big basketball knowledge of wealth, but I tell you, just hearing some of the fans call in, I just think that back your team. Don't say put us out of our misery. And, you know, if it goes the second round, seven games, like you said, I think that's great. More for Embiid playing time. But, man, a lot of guys are saying, oh, we just put us out of our misery and just a lot of complaining going on. They're in the playoffs, which a lot of people didn't think they were going to make with Embiid even not maybe coming back.
Totally. Well, Matt, and I think the take from one of our callers in the last few minutes about that, I think that would have been more appropriate if they lost last night.
Yeah.
I probably would be saying that. Just lose Friday, put us out of our misery because they're not going to beat the Celtics. But they won, Matt. They won the game. And,
but you know, some people are going to feel like that.
Yeah, I know. It's the past.
And they're burned.
Defense mechanism.
Yeah, because they
I want to lose.
You know what it is, Matt? Because they see the potential of this going bad. Because I'm going to tell you what, last night, it was trending that way. It was trending
it was.
That way.
It was.
It was.
So I can't be mad at people for feeling like that.
No, and that's true. You sit back and watch, you see, it's like any game, he's always a chance. If you're down by 30 points, there's always a chance. You can see what happens, but... You know, loyalty to just back your team, man, and see what happens. I mean, like I said, it could have been worse. Lost the game once and done, you're out. And then you complain a little bit, but, you know, I just I don't know. Just got to go with it, I think. I mean, see what happens. I don't know.
Well, and again, Matt, and we appreciate the phone call. If they were facing the Celtics next, or the East, the top of the East was amazing, I think it'd be different. Like, oh, Embiid struggled.
Yeah, they're
going to get
done.
Smoked.
But yeah, they're done.
Again, they've been put as the favorite, and I look at it as an even series. So, and then after that, if they can get through,
it's Bucks Pacers, right?
We might be facing Doc with a hobbled Giannis.
I want to see the Bucks, but the Pacers have handled them easily this year. Not easily. They've been slugfest. But 4 or 5,
yeah,
they've taken from them.
The Pacers play at a crazy pace.
Yes.
It's like the old Suns.
They got the fast pace in the NBA?
Yeah, they just run and shoot. So I'm not sure how Embiid would handle that particular series. That might be a challenge.
Bucks. We want the Bucks. Yes.
It
would be poetic.
I mean, it'd be just the fun of this, right? Yes. Jimmy in the first round, then the Knicks. And we haven't had a Sixers-Knicks playoff series.
Like 89?
It's been
I think they swept the Sixers.
So
back
that
then.
Kind of rekindling that New York. Plus, Spike's here now, so we get the Sixers and Knicks thing.
Spike got out of New York just in time.
I know. It's almost like he timed that exactly.
Perfectly.
Like, I got to get down here now. And then potentially Doc after that. It does feel like the most fun possible run for us as fans.
It could be, I'm hoping for. I mean, you know, what happened with the Eagles notwithstanding, playoffs in the NBA, NHL, just because of the amount of games in a series, you grow to hate people.
Yeah, of course.
You get villains. So, you know, we'll develop a hatred. I don't think anybody's going to ever develop a hatred for Brunson just because, you know, we like him, just not for the next couple of games.
Oh, we'll pick a Nick out over
we need to pick one, yes.
Yeah. It's not Charlie Brown Jr., right? We like him. He's okay.
It's just a cool name.
It is a great name.
Is your dad Charlie? I guess his dad.
Yeah, I'm sure
Charlie
he got a lot
Brown.
Of that as a kid.
You can't be a junior, Hugh.
Let me
explain the rules to you.
On the other side, we'll go through all the junior rules: seconds, thirds.
No, I'm just saying his dad. Like his dad probably got a lot of heat for that.
Yeah.
Like being
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, then do it to his kid. And by the way, yes, he has been called JoJo by many people. I don't know how you missed that.
I
feel like it was more when he was younger, right? Like,
yeah,
it's kind of faded the last few years.
Did Brett Brown call him that?
Oh, was
might
Brett.
Have been might have been Brett.
I've never heard him.
Yeah, no,
called
he was
JoJo.
He was referred to before a lot as JoJo. Somebody called him that
I
all the time.
Think you're right. It was Brett.
Yeah,
Brett
I
was.
Did not know that.
Brett also called Jimmy Butler James, and that was actually his real name.
No,
it's not James.
Yeah, it's funny with people with names like that because one time Angelo called Billy King. Angelo always says. He goes, well, William. And he goes, no, my name. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, no, my actual name is Billy.
So my son is Luke. And a lot of people think he's Lucas, but he's not.
No.
He's just Luke.
Exactly.
So that happens sometimes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
JoJo, it just sounds funny.
Not for you?
A grown-ass man, JoJo. 200-some-odd-pound man, JoJo.
Well, whatever he's called. He's got to play better than he did last night.
Yeah.
Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in as always.
Oh, she's leaving again?
Next time we talk to you, it'll be draft night for the Eagles.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Into draft night.
All right, I'm going to get my draft board together.
All right.
I've been doing the mock at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, I take my notes
every
day.
Well, then you should have a big board all set up then.
Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
All right, Rhea's big board next week. All right, Rhea, we appreciate it. We'll come back, hit your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Now that you've had a chance to sit on what you watched last night, do you feel better or worse about the Sixers' chances at a big run? Plus, we have to get some audio of Jalen Hurts from yesterday. And if we feel better after hearing Jalen speak for the first time extendedly since the season end, we'll play some of it, react a lot of interesting stuff from Jalen yesterday, especially with this new coordinator and his role in this new offense. 215-592-9494 Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is that the French national anthem?
This is the French national anthem.
That's the French national anthem?
It's. Nick Batum earned this today.
Yeah, he did.
You like this song?
It's you know, I can't diss nobody's national anthem, man.
You almost, I kind of set you up there. No, actually, it's a bad song.
The title of the podcast would have been Hugh Destroys the French National Anthem.
I can't do that, man. Because who was it? Paolo Banchero already killed the American women, so I can't do that to them.
What did he say?
He said, I mean, okay. It's not my words. Let me say that first. But he just said most women look like NBA YoungBoy. Like they're too masculine.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's probably not as bad as what Charles Barkley said about San Antonio.
Oh, that's that. And I hear that one all the time. That's like a meme.
No, Charles is just bad with some mistakes.
Well, he's got no filter. Zero. That whole inside the NBA is no filter. So, by the way, I saw you said you're going to – did you say you're going to get a Nick Batum jersey?
I said I will get a Nick Batum jersey. I think you should get a
– what's the hat? What's the French hat called again?
A beret?
A beret, yes. A beret. If we get one more big beret,
we all, if we did the overalls with the fills, we got to get berets.
If this team goes on a run and Batum plays a big role, I wear a beret.
Me too.
I mean, easily. I will absolutely wear a beret.
No, he's going to have another game where he's going to hit some threes.
Like, well, he hit some threes.
You got to count for him now. You got to count for him now.
I love him.
Because he can shoot you back. He shot you back in the game. So you got to count for him.
He's a winner. I mean, that's what he is.
When he hit, like, it might have been the third or fourth or whatever. You could, like, see in his face, him. He's like, oh, yeah.
Is he married?
I'm balling out
here.
Is
Nick Batum married?
Yeah, he is. His wife was tweeting. There's a famous meme around, like, why the F is Batum in the game right now from a while ago.
Okay.
And she, like, tweeted the video of him, like, hitting the three, and she's like, this is why the F Batum is in right now.
Oh, so she's in on
it. Oh, yeah.
All day for free last night.
Well, J.J. Redick said that, as they should.
He
won the game.
Like, yeah, like Batum's role here, he may never have to pay for a meal again just because he won that one playoff game. Like, it's kind of talented.
That was phenomenal. That was, like, you know what I mean? That was great.
In every sport, you have a role player that might have a moment, right? Like a big hit in baseball, or he comes in for an inning, or in hockey, scores a goal, or whatever, right? In football, you know, the fourth wide receiver might make a catch, or, you know, Freddie Mitchell, right? The Freddie Mitchell moment in the playoff game. Like, a role kind of player.
Freddie's still eating good off of that
moment. Sure, can have a moment. But this wasn't a moment. This was an entire half. The guy just went nuts and saved the day. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Sixers last night. Do you feel better or worse? All right, Hugh, after the game, after the fallout from last night, do you feel better or worse about their chances to go far?
Better. Better. I'm optimistic, Joe. And I'm optimistic because I saw a team play yesterday. I saw some teammates uplift one of their teammates, and that teammate that they uplifted came up big for him in the clutch moments of the game.
Well,
and that's Joel
Embiid. He was brilliant.
Down the stretch, man, he was. He, like, you give me three quarters, I get where everybody's come from. I'm not about to sit here and tell anybody how they feel, but what I saw last night made me optimistic that they're not going to allow him to mope. Because he did a little bit of moping last night.
Well, he did. I mean, Joel Embiid is great at a lot of things. He's also very good at letting us know when he's not himself physically. I mean, it's not – you know, some people, like, hide their emotions on their sleeves. He wears his. So we felt that last night. All right, here's where I'm at. I love what I saw out of Nick Nurse late in that game. I'm so glad that Tobias got benched, as he should have gotten benched. They showed a fight. They showed a grit they haven't shown in the playoffs in a long time. But in terms of their title potential, I do not feel better than I did before the game because Joel looks physically worse than I thought he would. And I don't know if it means he retweaked something, if he just was not in the kind of shape he needs to be. I don't know. He just wasn't moving right and wasn't, you know, didn't have the burst. And the only way I think this team could go super far is if Joel Embiid plays at his highest level. He didn't last night again. 215-592-9494. And then there's the Maxi point. And Rhea's right. He's getting the pass. I mean, we need him to be a number two. Really wasn't last night. I mean, they won that game because of Nick Batum. And they won that game because of the way Joel closed it. And they won the game in part because Jimmy Butler got hurt. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we'll let you hear some of what Jalen Hurts said yesterday. Eagles start OTAs. Jalen spoke yesterday. Really interesting listening to him and kind of his demeanor at the press conference yesterday as he gets set for a new season with another offensive coordinator. Let's talk to Black Gritty, who's up on
WIP.
What's up, Black Gritty?
Boo! Boo! I just want to boo y'all today because I love Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia so much. Like, as much as people say that we're hard, it's because we're knowledgeable. And you know what? When you're trash, you get booed. At home, you get booed.
You get no quarter.
And guess what? Hey, Hugh, take your boy out to get some free chicken. I don't know how you roll in your house. But my daughter got a phone. I got a backup phone. I'm getting a 15 piece today, boy. I'm telling you what.
Hey, send me that credential because I'm going to go get, I feel like I'm going to go get that chicken
Hey, dog, I got you. I mean, get an iPad. You know what I mean? You can set up a whole bunch of free chickens. I'm not telling you how to cut the game. I'm just letting you know your boy out here with 30 piece.
You know, Black Greedy, we sound so stereotypical right now that we need to stop.
Cause we family, Hugh. It's you and me. It's you and BG Radio. Black hockey, black guys. That's what we do. Anyway, back to the game. So this is what normally happens when we get down. You get booed. Joel Embiid's 80%. He's not any better or worse than he was the last seven games he played. It's just when pressure buzz pipes and you put that zone on him and you're double teaming him and you're triple teaming Maxey and he gets that woe is me look on his face like, yo, can anybody hit an open shot so they stop doubling me, please? Kind of look on his face. That's what kills me about Joel, because you're right, he does wear it. So when he wears that and the team is going through what they're going through, like I said, that chicken turned the whole team around. Batum is everything that I was told that other pit bull, PJ Sucker, was supposed to be. Everything I was told PJ was supposed to be and do for me. Wide open corner threes, couldn't hit a nary one of them. You know what I'm saying? Batum over there, that's what you got to do. You got to hit the open shot. Nick Nurse, turn the team around. Coaches, do what you got to do. Max comes on late. Joel Embiid shows up in the fourth quarter, which he usually doesn't do, because when he fades away, he don't come back. But he came back in the fourth quarter. So, yes, moving forward, everybody ain't the Heat. Everybody ain't Jimmy Butler chatting in your ear and talking smack and making you feel emotional and all that kind of stuff. It's the Knicks. You got to go out here and handle business. It is a new day. It is a new dawn. It is a new me. Boo! I love it so much. Joe.
Black Gritty.
Clap your hands, everybody.
We're clapping our hands. Enjoy that chicken, all right, buddy? Enjoy that 30-piece.
Hey, Hugh, go with your boy. I'm rolling deep, bro. Come get this ball.
You guys got to do this.
You got to go
get chicken together.
I refuse to play it to the stereotype.
You're the one saying you want the chicken.
I do want the chicken, but I'm not getting no chicken.
Hugh, you got the truck, bro. Pull up on your boy. We're going to load that bad boy up. We might go feed the community, brother.
No.
We might go take care of the community.
No.
It's charity. Black Rudy, we appreciate it. You guys, yeah, I like that. You guys go get a bunch of chicken.
No.
The community.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna do it.
It's a public service.
Listen, as much as I was excited about it, everybody, like everybody else was about it, I refuse to go out and get that free chicken.
Turning
I can't
point
do
of
it.
The night, bricking for chicken. They outscored him by 11 afterwards.
I think
for the sake of the vibes. Okay, listen, wait a second. We wore the overalls for the Phillies. Now we're talking about wearing berets for Nick Batum.
Yeah.
And you got to go out there and deliver chicken
long
to the community.
As long as it's like, if I'm not in line, it has to be some other people. It has to be some Caucasians in line, too. It just can't be just me and Black Grid. It can't be that. We got to do the Rainbow Coalition.
Kyle will go get chicken. This guy hasn't turned down a free meal in his life. Come on now.
Where are we going, Hill? We're
going to go get some chicken, man. We're going to go some chicken. You got to get it first, though. Then I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be behind you.
Wait, hold on. You got this backwards, dude. I stand behind you.
It's the rest. You looked at me?
You go first.
By the way, you know what we didn't address last segment? One of our callers who said they saw Jimmy Butler in the city yesterday just sitting at a cafe.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, so I believe it was Miles who said it to us. I wasn't going to believe Miles. But he does sound kind of trustworthy. But two, if he told me Jimmy Butler was at, like, I don't know, some random place, I'd say no. Jimmy Butler sounds like the kind of guy that goes to a cafe for coffee in the middle of the day.
He's the type of dude that wants to be seen and heard.
At a cafe,
yes,
sipping expensive
correct.
Coffee. He's a coffee guy.
Everyone in Philly will recognize Jimmy Butler.
Of course.
Right?
Well, he was doing the coffee thing in the bubble. Remember that? He was selling, like, special coffee for, like, 20 bucks a
cup. Wasn't he, like, dribbling at 3 in the morning in his hotel room?
There's a lot going on there, yeah.
Like, he wants to be seen and heard.
Yeah, I do believe it. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, you, Joe, Kyle. I want to talk about Embiid's health, but, you know, I know Rhea's gone off the air now, but, you know, in reference to Tobias, you know, I was yelling at the TV to get him off the court, you know, but yet he hit our first basket, you know, two points for us, and out of the 18 that we had, he had four of them, okay? But I saw him at the foul line. If you see the replay of the game, he was at the foul line shooting. He made his first shot, and the second shot he missed. We were down at 12 at the time, and I yelled at the set, you know, I said, you got to make every point, you know. He looked one step away from death. So I know, you know, you think that Nurtz was, you know, covering for him, but I'm telling you, he did not look good. And do you think he's tired, Joe?
I mean, like, he...
I don't know.
He's a guy plays a lot of games. He plays a lot of minutes. It's not like he's never gone through the postseason. I just think he stinks right now. I mean, I know he's had a knee injury. I just think Tobias Harris stinks, and the Sixers need to... He can't play much. Yeah, no, I know.
I didn't want him to start. I would have him coming off the bench.
Sure.
And I would start Reed, especially in this series coming up. But remember in last night's game, Caleb Martin, he had enough time to look down at his feet to see if he was past the three-point line.
It felt like he was alone in the gym. Yeah, I remember the play.
Right. Well, you know who came running over, and he was still 5 feet away? Tobias Harris.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was his responsibility. But in reference to Embiid, when he played his last regular season game against the Magic and went down, mm-hmm. I took notice that there was a call that the Sixers challenged and won. So they had to have a jump ball. And the 6'10" Isaac out-jumped Embiid for the tap. And even in last night's game, the opening tap, he won the tap with the ball coming down on the ball. Joe,
that's a great observation. He doesn't have the lift. And Stephen A. said that too. Now, Joe, you're right.
He did make that great play, when the three-point play where he tapped the ball, got up, tapped the ball himself without fouling anybody, got the shot off, and then made the foul shot.
You are right, Joe. He could do it in spurts, but not for 40. I don't know. It's a great observation. He doesn't have the lift. Stephen A. said it. Joel needs to be better for them to have a real chance. I just, like, last night was awesome. It was fun. Nurse adjusted. Batum, he's getting us to buy berets. I mean, are we going to look on Amazon and get a beret today? I'll get a beret. But they need Joel to be better for this to be real. 215-592-9494 to hop in, react to the Sixers last night. We also had Jalen Hurts speak yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's usually the biggest story when the quarterback speaks. We had a lot going on with a Sixers playoff game last night, and I do consider that a playoff game. I know it's whatever they call it.
I know a lot of people don't call
it's a playoff game.
I feel like it's a playoff game.
No, it's a playoff game. I thought it was. But yesterday Jalen Hurts spoke. Let's listen to some of Jalen, because I thought it was interesting, and really, you know, his demeanor and kind of the tone was interesting yesterday. Jalen Hurts talking about wanting consistency at the offensive coordinator spot now that we have a new coordinator with Kellen Moore.
I think as a player, I definitely yearn for the sustainability and the consistency there. As, you know, a coach Stout serves for his offensive line room, as a quarterback, I yearn for those things in the play caller and the quarterback coach, because you kind of see how consistency in those areas can breed excellence, and his track record kind of shows for that. So that's definitely something that I desire. I find myself in a situation very similar to college in terms of having constantly revolving, you know, thing and door in terms of coordinators and coaches.
All right, so that was interesting. I mean, this has obviously been his reality.
Very interesting.
It's his reality, but
he was truthful. He was forthcoming.
Sure. I don't need to hear the... Like, it almost sounds a little bit like, hey, I wish it was different. Well, part of this is he controlled it last year.
Yes, he did.
If he played better,
totally agree.
Brian Johnson's probably still here. Now,
totally
the Steichen thing, I get it, right? They had success, so Steichen got hired. That's, we're all happy for that. But when you don't play well and they fire the coordinator, we can't sit here and say, well, I wish we had consistency. Well, you got to play better.
Yeah, I thought that. But at the same time, you have to allow, like, I think a lot of times with Jalen, and this is, I know this is going to piss a lot of people off when I'm going to say this, but you have to allow him to be who he is. He answered the question, the best of his ability. Now, as a fan of the team, would I have liked him not to have said it the way that he said it? Yes. But that's his truth. He was asked a question, and he answered it the way he felt that he should have answered it.
Well, he did. All right, let's hear this part too, because this really was more, even more interesting. So, talking about the new offense, where he's at right now in terms of learning it, his input. So, we're going to play for you what he said about this new offense with Kellen Moore, and then what Ike Reese said yesterday on the afternoon show about that answer. Here was Jalen yesterday on where he is with this new offense and learning it and all that.
I'm just in sponge mode. I'm letting them do what it is they're going to do, and then we kind of adjust from there. You know, I think the thing that we all have to understand is the importance of a foundation in something. And so I want the coaches to, you know, declare their foundation in terms of what they want something to be, how they want it to look. And then obviously you're gonna adjust from there. I think when that foundation isn't as strong as you want it to be, you know, it may not, you know, last as long or be as good in the end. And so that's something that we don't want to happen. So I'm just trusting the process in terms of what they're doing, what Coach Kellen is doing, Coach Doug and everyone. And I'm just being a player, trying to learn as much as I can.
All right, so that so he's like, hands off, let them handle the offense. Can we hear Ike? Ike had a strong take on this yesterday after listening to it. Ike with Spike yesterday and Jack talking about Jalen's press conference. Here's Ike Reese on Jalen and maybe his role and what should be in building this offense.
What I hear is, I'm a player. They're the coaches. When they set forth the plan as to what they want us to do, what they want me to do,
right,
then I'm going to try to go out and execute it to the best of my abilities. Now, we got to remember, the last time he spoke at the end of the season.
Players play, coaches coach.
Man, that's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
Is his comments when he said that. Coaches coach, players play, GM's GM. Like, I'm a player. So all I my job is just they give me the instructions and I go out and do it. It sounds more robotic and calculated in the answers versus he's a part of what's going on. You're the face of the franchise. You're the franchise quarterback. I don't need you to come off as if you're controlling everything, you're running the show. But you are a part of this. And it just feels like he's saying, well, I'm a player. I'm going to let the coaches do what they do. I'm a player, and when they give it to me, I'll try to do my best with it.
I agree with Ike's assessment of it. It feels sometimes like he's detached. It doesn't feel
he's
like –
he's very detached.
He's not a part of building the new offense.
But that's who Jalen is in a nutshell. Because there's been more talk about Jalen and his ability to lead, more so than I've ever heard about any other quarterback since I played football in ever. Like seriously. I've never – like, to me, like, you might not like a person's leadership style. Like, I always talk about Boomer and how Boomer was Richard.
Esiason.
Boomer Esiason. When he was in New York, he was a Richard. But I say that from a position of being a rookie. And, you know how guys mostly felt about rookies. Boomer was a Richard. But he was a leader. He was a leader. And that was something that I've never heard as many people talk about Jalen Hurts and his leadership style more so than I have these last couple of seasons. Jalen is I think that the person that Jalen is in a press conference is not the person that's in the locker room when it comes to his teammates.
Well, I hope you're right on that, because because that guy would be – it's difficult for me to feel inspired by him. I don't feel inspired listening to Jalen talk.
And I get that because when fans – like as a fan, because I'm a fan now, but I'm also a former player. But as a fan, when I hear my quarterback talk like that, and I'm getting ready for the season, and I'm like, what the hell? Well, I mean, you don't sound – as enthusiastic, like there were more fans that when I saw when I looking at the Instagram, looking at the algorithm
comments,
there were more fans excited about you and Saquon Barkley in the Hoochie Daddy shorts about the season and the beginning of the season.
People were excited about the Hoochie Daddy shorts.
They were excited about two dudes, the Squat Brothers, working out with their little short, had their little shorts on. It was just, they didn't even do nothing. They were just standing there, and I see the videos, because the Eagles are like, everybody's in OTAs now, and I see the videos and the comments of people talking about when they see Saquon Barkley working out and how they're excited about the season. But when you hear Jalen Hurts talk, You don't hear any of that.
Well, it just sounds like he's detached from the process and like, yeah, we'll see what happens here. Kyle, what'd you make of Jalen yesterday? It does not it's been a weird offseason.
It's not inspiring.
Yeah, when you go from where they were at the end of November to where they are now, it's not been super exciting other than a signing of Saquon here, a couple brief moments. And I hear the quarterback yesterday, and he's not exactly exuding excitement about this new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and nothing I'm about to say is going to make anybody happy. So I think people should just buckle in. But that really rubbed me the wrong way yesterday, listening to Jalen Hurts. I think the word used to describe him, detached, is the perfect word to use to describe Jalen Hurts. And I'm actually sick of hearing, let him be who he is. You know what, dude? Screw that. Can he fake it for me for once?
Make it till you make it.
Like, I get that this is a business for him and he wants to be Mr. Stoic. Nothing phases me. You know what? I am the fan. I'm the customer. This is supposed to be entertaining for me. Can he make it seem like for once that Eagles football is fun or it's going to be fun? I wanted to hear some semblance of page turning from how miserable it was last year. He sounded like the same exact dude that he was at the end of the year last year when things sucked. And the answer about Brian Johnson actually pissed me off, because for once I want to hear Jalen Hurts say, you know what? Maybe if I were better, he would still be here.
I was thinking, well,
never get that from him.
Well, that's the part that when he talked about yearning for the same coordinator. Again, dude, the reason that the other coordinator's gone is you didn't play.
Get the job. You didn't play well.
Right. You fell off at the end of the year, so they fired the coordinator.
Right. Can I hear one time from him, like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to get with Kellen Moore, and we're like, I want to hear that. Like the my football team is going to be fun next year.
Well,
doesn't feel like I'm about to have fun.
Yeah, there were stories last year he didn't love the direction of the offense, but now he's talking about how I'll let them figure out the offense.
Yeah,
you can't have it both ways.
That is weird. And I'm trying to remember back when Jalen Hurts was on the trajectory, because I got here during the playoff run, and I'm trying to remember some of the press conferences that he had during the playoff run, and. He's the same. Like, he's kind. I think the biggest difference is they were winning.
That is the difference. And he was playing great.
Yeah, he was playing great. But he's the same person.
I know.
I think that we have to be fair in our assessment of him. But yeah, he's the same person.
He is, and he probably always will be. This is the character that he's developed here. But I do. I wonder if it rubs people the wrong way. Like, Jalen Hurts' demeanor obviously rubs Kyle the wrong way. I'd like a little bit more accountability. I also would like some excitement for this new offense, whether or not I get it. The coaches are going to design it, but you can have a little excitement there. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your reaction to Jalen Hurts yesterday speaking, and of course the Sixers, are big topic today. The Sixers, the win last night, I thought a big adjustment by Nick Nurse. Great coaching in the second half. Batum night. We're ordering berets here. I'm actually going to order one.
Nick Nurse.
The Nick Nurse night, the Batum night. But the reality is Joel Embiid is still banged up. You feel better, you feel worse about this team's chance to make a big run. 215-592-9494. Plus, we'll hear what Joel said about him and Maxi not playing their best. You're going to want to hear this, Thax. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel could play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made, over-under point totals, first basket score, anything in the game, you can have that for you. Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.